Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Trot's Life. Blake Jones joins us. Blake, firstly, mate, how are you? Whereabouts are you today?
Yeah, good, mate. Just at home at Narendra. Nothing too exciting today.
Yeah, Narendra. I couldn't grab it a second ago before the break. You're back pulling the jumper on again this year at any stage? Have the twos warned you that they might need you?
I probably won't be for Narendra if I do. I'll either be a local collie boy, that's where I grew up, or I had one game for Mara last year with a couple of mates, but I think we won by about 200 and I didn't get a kick, so it's probably time to hang them up.
Yeah, I filled in for a game at Terang one day a couple of years ago and we lost by 200 and I got three kicks, one in the shin, one in the back of the head and one in the backside.
I was probably the most dragged player for the day, and it was me dragging myself off. I was there for the after party. That was what I was over there for.
I'm glad you said dragged and not pulling. All right, now let's talk Wangaratta Pacing Cup. Glenn Liddy Elvis, he made it the big three. I know they kept talking about this Leap to Fame horse or something, won some big three, but I think the big three's Leighton, Albury and Wangaratta, mate.
Yeah, I haven't seen Leap to Fame coming to win any of them yet, so I'll take that one over the top of him.
Pretty. This horse has snuck up, has he not, that how good he is, or is he just winning these races?
Yeah, no, he's done a good job. He probably don't notice him as much because he really hasn't had that many starts. I think he's only had 12 or 13 starts, and he's done a really good job in the short time we've had him, that's for sure.
He's ventured down to, they were sort of metro meetings, weren't they, at Bendigo and Shepparton, and just hasn't quite got the win there, but is that going to come? Is he coming back?
Yeah, no, definitely. The Bendigo one, he probably missed a little bit of work leading up to that, and then he used him a fair bit out of the gate and just sort of got done right on the line. But, yeah, he was good without being brilliant that day. And then Menangle, probably a bit of driver error there. I'll take the blame for that one. I probably shouldn't have handed up. But, yeah, I sort of thought it would be first time on the big track. And over the long trip, I thought I'd give him a bit of an easier run. And yeah, not too often you go there on a Saturday night and the leader runs slower than a 33-quarter, I think, the first quarter. And it actually felt like we were going backwards, not forward there for a while in that race. And yeah, he just got held up. And once he got out, he did hit the line good. But everyone should have been hitting the line good going that slow.
It was the Yarrawonga Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Wangaratta Pacing Cup. Was the trophy well received, and was it the form of an aircon or something?
No aircon there. Ellen's brother, he was there, and he'd had a couple under his belt, and he claimed the trophy pretty quick, smart. He took it under his wing, and I think he was heading straight back to the bar with it.
Oh, very good. And did the acceptance speech at all, did he?
I give one and then I headed off the track and I think they actually did hand the microphone to him, which was a bit dangerous, but I didn't hear the speech at all, so I'm not sure how it went down.
I'll give it to you. You got me with the Nerano meatloaf reference. I had no idea. I knew 131. I Googled 131 and couldn't come up with it, and I went live to air and asked the question, and the text machine nearly broke down with a 2 out of 3 ain't bad. So I'll give you that one. You got that over me.
He said that was right up your alley. I thought you would have liked that.
No, I'm not a music man. Unless you want to talk like songs by Brian Markovic, Terry Spargo, etc. Through the 80s and 90s, I didn't really listen to any music.
Fair enough. That's no old Alan Hull used to pull that one out at Wagga Trot's a fair bit. That's probably how I got that one.
Okay, so if you had, three drives and got two of them, he'd say that, would he?
Yeah, you got meatloaf figures, he'd refer that to us.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you didn't get it from music either. You just pulled it out of the trot. So you grew up listening to Alan Hull while I was listening to Brian Markovic.
Yeah, that's right. You learned plenty from Alan. He was one of the greats.
What else have we got on? Oh, yeah. I've got a couple of half volleys for you, mate. Kicker Tinalong ponies improved significantly in Queensland. You got a theory on that?
Obviously, gone to getting probably fed grain and a bit of chaff instead of eating meat all the time off the butcher. probably a bit better diet for a horse, I'd say.
Yeah, very nicely played. Thoughts tonight? There's plenty of horses of interest. Number one, She's a Better Gem, trained by Grant Coeli, Jackson Painting. You don't have a drive in this race, mate, but do you want to comment on that at all? Or?
I was actually speaking to Grant yesterday, actually, and he gave it a bit of a chance. He said the first thing he did when he does the form, when he's got one in, is make sure I don't have a drive in it so I can't knock him off. So I think he's pretty pleased about that.
Can't he just stick you on? And doesn't that mean then you can't knock him off?
You could, but you've got to stick to his main man. But this horse, Jack's helped him out with it, so yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just try and get all the other trainers to not put me on. That's what he does when Jack's on one.
Oh, you reckon he's done the ring around? He's rung all the others and said, no, how to put Blake on.
He's a bit sneaky, so I wouldn't put it past him, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, very good. First, you got to
never trust them, Coelis, that's for sure, especially not at golf.
I'm sure as I won't be playing around a golf with a Coeli anytime soon. I am sure as, mate.
Yeah, that is having a first start, that filly for us tonight. Her trial was good last week. She tried against probably a couple of a bit better grade than her. She probably surprised us a bit how well she tried. She's no world beater or anything like that, mate, but her trial was good enough to say she'll pick up a couple. Just whether we can get across the one at the start tonight, I think it comes out pretty well. Mm. If we happen to get across it, we're a live shot, whereas we probably can't cross it. Well, we mightn't be good enough to beat it, but... Yeah. So the start will be crucial, but yeah, she's only having her first start, so whatever she does tonight, she will improve off, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not make it or break it tonight, though, is it?
No, definitely not. She's only had, I think, a few green trials, and she only had one proper trial, and that was last week at Leeton. And I probably would have trialed her again this week if it wasn't at Leeton, but when it's at Leeton, there's no trials on there this week, so you might as well go to the races.
Who's MMC Racing Syndicate?
It's one of Jack's cousins, Tom Morton. He's one of the main men there, and his father-in-law and his brother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah, bit of a family affair there for him.
Oh, very good. Any other chances tonight that you're really keen on?
It wasn't an overly exciting book, to be honest, mate. Probably it and Trump is legend, I think, would probably be best, but yeah, I couldn't give you a real good push to any of them. If I go home with a winner, I'll be pretty happy.
I reckon you would have said that maybe in about year 9 to your English teacher. It wasn't a very very exciting book for our homework.
I'll give you the tip. I definitely would have said that in English because I sucked at it and I did not like it at all.
Did you finish year 12 or were you out of it as soon as you could so you could get it doing the horses?
Yeah, I was ducks of year 12, mate.
Yeah, follow on. D-U-C-K-S or...?
No, I definitely wasn't. I did go to year 12. I was school captain at the old Collie Ambley Central School. There was only me and one other fellow to choose from, though, so he didn't have much choice.
Serious? There was two kids in year 12 where you went to school?
There was two boys.
Two boys?
I think there was 10 girls or something like that. So, yeah, it wasn't many to choose from.
Yeah, okay. When I grew up, we had chooks and we only ever had one rooster, mate.
Yeah, that's right. That's all you need.
That's all you need, yeah. Rightio, Blake, best of luck tonight, mate. Glenn Letty Elvis, really, it's been underpraised how well this horse is going and look forward to seeing him come to Melton or to Menangle and see where he gets to in his career. He might win Inter-Dominion heats or anything like Narano.
Yeah, I'd say we'll probably only give him one more start, I think, and tip him out in the paddock, and I'd say I'll be suggesting for him to head to a trainer a bit closer to the metro area, saving doing all the travel in his next prep. So, yeah, I wouldn't put it past him. He could end up there. He's definitely got some ability, but whether he can take the next step's a big question.
Yeah, okay. So potential could go to Queensland for the Winter Carnival. on the basis of that?
I'm not just ball depends how long Nick would probably want to get him off. Give him a spell after, well, I think Bogga Cup's in about 2.5 weeks. So you'll go to that, man.
Yeah, okay.
You'll definitely have a month or 6 weeks off minimum, I'd imagine, because I think he got over here in September and he really hasn't had a break since then. He's had a couple of easy weeks where he's had a few days off and just a few weeks jogging just to freshen him up between a few of the runs, but he hasn't really seen a paddock since too long since he's been here, that's for sure.
Yeah, very good. Well, you've done a great job with him between you and Alan, and keep up the great work, mate, and best of luck tonight.
Too easy. Thanks for having us, Dave.
No worries, mate. There's Blake Jones, our Riverina correspondent for today.